This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll, check out the stations. Right, we seem to be adding at least one or two stations a month, and that's really cool. That means that you guys are doing your job, which means you're picking up the phone, you're calling the local station, and you're telling them, what is wrong with you people? How come you're not carrying the show? I can't believe you. You know, and just, hey, what can I tell you? It helps, and it works. You're just going to get involved. Whoa! Have you, this was an hour ago. We're getting, I don't even know how he was on with us. Did you see that? So we have a decent listening audience, believe it or not, out of Australia. And one of our people, Joe Simiana, go ahead and pray for the man, if you would, because he was sending pictures of the typhoon that they have. He calls it a cyclone. Cyclone Debbie. And it is big. And he must be shooting this from looking out his window in the apartment building. I think he's nuts myself, but I've never seen trees bent over like that. Oh my God! Prayers. I'm not laughing because I think it's funny. You guys know why I'm laughing. I just can't even imagine that happening. I can't imagine. It looks like he's up probably on the sixth or seventh floor of an apartment building. Yeah, not going to happen. I'm sorry, because when that truck comes flying through the air and hits that building, I just did that. Somebody sent me something that says, how much of that $150 million that Obama sent to Iran did Democrats fight to send to Meals on Wheels? And then somebody else says, well, you know, it was their money anyhow. Well, what about the $127 million they try to send to the Palestinians? Little sleazeball. Yeah, that's right. You heard me. Little sleazeball on his way out. He thought it would be quiet. Nobody would catch him. Wouldn't be a big deal. Boy, was he wrong. This is your money. Why aren't you, like, outraged by this? I mean, really, I'd be going out of my mind with this. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to be involved in the conversation. All right, so I kind of touched on this over the last few days. But this one, you know, this, it really infuriates me. The more and more I see this garbage, this fake garbage, it makes me crazy. Somebody sent me a link to or a picture, I guess, not a link, of something that was on Facebook earlier. And it said it was a Facebook post instructing anti-Trump protesters to wear Muslim head coverings so anyone touches them, they could accuse of a hate crime. So, I don't know how true the story is, but I do know that the local authorities seem to take this. You know, it's okay to slap around some white girl that doesn't have a, you know, any hijab on. You can do that. That's okay. But if you touch anybody in a hijab, you touch anybody that even, quote, resembles a Muslim, you're in trouble. So the article goes on to say, dear friends and resistors, today, tomorrow, and always, we must resist the fascist movement of Trump and his puppets. They are becoming more dangerous by the day. They're armed, and they're not afraid of confrontation or intimidation. Yes, we've seen that, and all the, you know, what was it, anti-Trump rallies that you see. They're armed and not afraid of confrontation or intimidation. We need to become more organized, though. Everyone, please buy a hijab. Wear one when protesting. You can't be touched. If any of the Trump puppets touch you, you can charge them with a hate crime. This is the only way we can take them down. Which I've always said, the only way they can win is by lying. It's in my book. I put it out there. It's on the radio. It's in my book. So anyway, please also get the backing of your local mosque. If police come questioning your religion, they will always help you as long as it is to resist the Satan known as Trump. Oh, God. And his puppet demon followers. Everyone come forward, join each other in hands. Take up arms. We must resist. We must resist guns, but please be safe. Take pepper spray or buy a BB gun. Spray painted black. Trump puppet demons are cowards, will not touch you. If they do, make sure that you tell the police that they grabbed your hijab so that they can be charged with a hate crime. Know that we have brothers and sisters in jail, which were jailed by Trump's puppet demons, which will make sure that you never survive. Once enough are gone, we can finally take down their churches, make sure the Trump family is left for dead, and let me see, in the streets to rot, and we finally can have the rightful person as president. Who would that be? Hillary. No, she said rightful person.
That's what they want.
No, doesn't matter what they want. It matters what the general, but the matters who won. You know. So, I think, do we really want our legislators voting like Stepford legislators? Now, some of you might be old enough to remember what Stepford is, what a Stepford was. Remember that movie, Stepford Wives? Now, some people think that's every white guy's dream. It ain't. More on this back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of a rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuba Pete.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-FRIELD-SHOW. 855-732-5563. And again, I do appreciate the time you spent with me. I know it's a long time. But hey, head up to my website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy the book. Please buy the book. You know what I'm saying? It's one way for me to get some new shirts. And ramblings of a right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy. All the things you've been taught to hate, I proved that you don't need to. I proved that you don't need to be afraid. Anyway, again, I do appreciate the time that you're involved, engaged, and being part of. So, I'm talking about the voting like Stepford legislators. Remember I said to you, look it up during the break, because some of you are way too young to remember. You know, but I am very excited that Ryan Care didn't make it. I really am. I don't think it's over. I don't think the whole health care thing is over yet. But it's extremely upsetting that over the last 5 years, these Republican guys are buddies, are people that are supposed to be running this. The people who said they were ready to govern haven't got a clue. In 5, 6, 7 years, they have Plan B or B plus or A plus or A minus. They might have something ready. They kept voting to repeal Obamacare, but they never did anything with it. They weren't ready, really, truly, honestly, to do it. So to add insult to injury, after President Trump wins, they know they're going to make something happen. Do they stop partying for a weekend and sit down and try to pencil something out? That would make much too sense, don't you think? I mean, really. So, they have December, they have January, they have February, and still nada, nothing. They try to rush it through in March like a bunch of little kids who just got a bag of candy from mom and dad. Oh, I should say that mom and dad didn't know about, boy, ruins a joke to explain it, that mom and dad didn't know about, and they couldn't wait to eat it all. Right? So they just made themselves stupid. So what happened? Because they wanted to slap Obama in the face, put it through on the day that he signed the ACA? You know, that unaffordable, crappy health care program. They were willing to give us an almost as bad, unaffordable, crappy health care act. However, like the garbage shoved down our throats by the Democrats, you'll see a big difference this time. A big difference. When a party like the Dems put a bill on the table that are in control, someone like a Speaker Nancy Pelosi whips them into submission. If, no matter how bad the bill, they vote like the Stepford legislators. Go along because it's the party thing to do. You know, in that club, you follow the party over the cliff for the sake of the party, and damn the Americans. Doesn't matter. Party is what matters. You know what I mean, comrade? I'm also very proud of what the handful of Republicans did this week. They said no. Not to the Dems, but to the Republican management. It was a bad bill with all kinds of holes and issues that may or may not be fixed later. A handful of Republicans said no because they weren't elected to go along. They were elected. They weren't elected to go along. They were elected to protect and defend the Constitution, the American people, period. Unlike what Democrats did in the ACA. They all got on board or else. It was really that simple for them. Republicans used their God-given spies to push back on their own bosses this time. There's no rush to do this bill. I don't understand what the big rush is. For the first 100 days, how about you get things settled? Why don't you get the foundation put in place? Let's get all stuff out of the way. That way then you can say, I have all these wins, all these things we've been able to make happen, and now we're going for the big stuff. My first thought is let Obamacare fail. I'm sorry, I'm there. I'm there with President Trump. Let it fail, but be ready. Republicans will come up with a well-thought-out bill that'll work, one that will not add one dime to the bottom line. You know, Mr. Oblamo said that, right? In this case, it would be for real. There's something missing. Did you pull out my explanation of all the dimes, the trillion dimes?
No, that was not in there.
Wasn't in this one?
Nope.
I got to go count on my toes again? I don't have that many. Anyway.
It was
200 billion. It was like two, yeah. No, it was, wasn't it 2 trillion dimes?
Right, it was 200 billion.
All right, so yeah, that was it. Okay. All right, hey, I'm losing my mind here. I know it's there somewhere. All right. So they said it wouldn't add one dime to the bottom line, as Mr. Blamer said. But it is for real. Okay? I would have had it ready to pull out. I would have had it ready to go. I would have put the plan together, put it in a drawer. So when the other one explodes, you go, hey, we got something right here. We can do this. So when the Dems really are backed into a corner and you really need to have them, or they really need to have help, you'd be ready for it. How could they say no if the thing's blowing up? When the ACA was being debated. Many Democrats had issues with it. They had concerns. So what did they do? They passed it. Oh, remember? Oh, they passed it so you could find out what was in it. Something like that. Remember that term. Now, they knew it was bad. They passed it anyway. They have a habit of doing this. They're just like a bunch of Borg clones. Yes, another TV reference. Sorry. I mean, they had problems with it. They wanted it fixed. They wanted things changed, and nobody stepped up to get it changed. And don't understand. Now, one Democrat said that they wanted to help the ACA after it became law. All during the time it was being implemented, President Blamo just kept illegally tweaking it to suit his needs. He got what he wanted. Oh, and his cronies, by the way. While this new bill was being worked on, those same Democrats who now said that there were issues with the old ACA didn't do anything but criticize what Republicans were trying to do. How does that help? It's like seeing your car going towards the cliff and tell the driver he's headed for the cliff, but carry on. What does that mean? I mean, none of this makes any sense. And, you know, this whole thing where, well, you did it. So the adults, the American people that are standing there watching the kids playing, they're going to end up really hurting us. So anyhow, I'm glad that Paul Ryan and Republicans established got slapped. Really am. I'm glad that enough Republican legislators showed that they had a spine and wouldn't allow the American people to be saddled with even worse health care worse health care bill than they already have. And really what I'm thankful for? I'm thankful that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are running the Democrat Party. Trump's senior host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room,
texting, tweeting,
being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And then, you know, when I said tweeting just now, I was thinking of that show you were watching last night from the 1800s. And they make these little tongue-in-cheek kind of jokes, you know. So it's kind of funny to watch that and whatever. So, I do get a free time. Listen, boom and book. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy the book. Did I say something about buying the book? I want to make sure I get that across tonight. What's in buy the book? Ramblings of a right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy. Everything that you thought, you know, that you've been taught to hate. And you don't need to. You really don't. We're good people. And again, there's nothing wrong with being white. Don't care where you're coming from and what you think. There is nothing wrong with being white. There's nothing wrong with turning to the Bible for your foundational beliefs. So get over yourself there, too. And a right wing simply means we're conservative. Now, you may think that's a bad, nasty thing, but there's a lot of the rest of us who don't. Anyway, again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, let's hit some of these mega stories. Oh, another, I got to get that, what was that thing, boom, 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 another one bites the dust, you know that thing there? We got to find that one. And I don't know if I did this whole story, I think I just touched on it, which is the first of the elite Washington, D.C. pedophilia ring. Pleads guilty to child rape. Now, former Ohio mayor with ties to the elite Washington, D.C., has pleaded guilty in court to multiple. Can you say multiple? This wasn't an accident. It wasn't a one-time thing. It wasn't, oh, my God, what came over me? Multiple counts of child sex crimes, including raping a child as young as 4 years old. I don't get this. I don't get this. I don't get how you can do it. I don't get. I have a. How old is she? Four? She's five. Four. She's four. Okay. I'm working on it. I can't remember. So she's 4 years old. Anybody late about her, they wouldn't have time. We'd save a lot of money. They wouldn't see the judge. I guarantee it. It's really that simple for me. It ain't that hard. But again, you know, I keep hearing how bad. Oh, you know, Gwynn said he was going to grab a female blah, 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 right? This guy actually raped. This Democrat actually raped. And because they feel the need, the Dems feel the need to put these stories up on a regular basis, I guess I'll do them on a regular basis, too. And it's heinous. Four-year-old. Little girls. 4 years old. Vision that in your mind. Oh. You know, we did a story earlier about the Trump rally or whatever, Trump supporters shutting down the California AG. No counts of violence. Not a one. However, not the same from the other side. Seriously. This is all these people know. Is this the only way they know how to push back and fight? If they have to be violent? Now, there's pictures up on the web of a violent leftist taken into custody for pepper spraying an innocent Trump supporter. And you see them running around spraying these people. What does that do for them? Does it make them feel good? Being the bully makes them feel good? And four of them are facing felony charges after pepper spraying Donald Trump supporters in California. Well, thank God somebody did that. One reporter says the arrest of a masked man who sprayed mace. Cowards, that's the other thing. They're cowards. They have all black on. They have black masks on. They have fake masks on. They're so sold out to their cause that they act like cowards. That's what I said about ISIS and the rest of those guys. They've got masks on and things on their face. Cowards. If you're so sure that what you're doing is right, take the mask off. Let us know who you are. You know, now, he ran up and was spraying peaceful Trump supporters. They were walking along the beach with American flags and Trump signs, and they were just walking. These are the same people that are accusing us working for the Russians, accusing us of being dirty, accusing us of not playing right. You know, and here's the thing. Where are the Dems? Where's Pelosi? Where's Schumer coming out and saying, look, if you guys are anti-Trump but you're pro-Democrat, you need to stop this. This isn't right. This isn't the right way to do this. Do you hear anything? Right? You don't hear anything. That's right. Apparently, they're complicent with it. They think it's fine. So anti-Trump violent thug, another one. There's like four or five of these guys. And it's about time. It's about time these people have been picked up, arrested. Actually, they might. I doubt it. I'm sorry. I'm not as sure as you guys are. I am not sure that these guys are going to face charges. I don't know that they're going to slip out of a crack somewhere, right? And then all these sanctuary cities, you know what they're doing right now? They're getting together trying to figure out how to get around this. Good luck. This guy isn't giving up. This guy is not going to give up easy. And Mr. de Blasio, you know, in New York where you're now allowed to pee in the street because it's, I don't know, it's discrimination to tell a homeless guy he can't pee in the street or something. In response to Attorney General Jeff Sessions' statement today, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio is now stating that if New York loses federal funds from the Department of Justice, it will be more vulnerable to terrorism. Oh, well, then think about what you're doing. See, this is a lack of responsibility. It's our fault because he's breaking the law and we're not willing to help him break the law. It's our fault. Well, Mr. de Blasio, it's really simple. Follow the law, you'll get your money. It ain't that hard. Right? But this is that mindset with these far-left Dems that think, You know, I can do anything I want to. I'm right. You're wrong. We shouldn't be responsible for anything. It's his fault, whoever it is. They don't care. They really don't care. So Daily Caller reported New York City Mayor de Blasio said Monday that New Yorkers will be at risk of terror if Attorney General Jeff Sessions falls through on cutting federal law enforcement grants to sanctuary cities. Then don't be a sanctuary city. Hey, I don't have a college degree. This wasn't that hard. Don't be a sanctuary city. Sessions appeared at the White House to say that the jurisdictions that ignore immigration detainers will lose Department of Justice grants, which total $4.1 billion across the country. That is big bucks for some of these cities. President Trump's latest threat changes nothing. We will remain at the welcoming of immigrants who have helped make our city the safest big city in the nation. No, Bill, you've actually ruined that city. Matter of fact, that city was the safest city under your predecessor and before him who made it better. But you know what he was doing? He was doing stop and frisk. He was keeping people from peeing in the streets. It has become one of the worst cities again in the country. Thank you. I don't know what you're smoking. I don't know what crack you've been using, but you are not the safest city. And it's not the immigrants, the illegal immigrants, the criminal immigrants that have made it safe. It's the men in blue that you will not get behind. It's the NYPD that made that city safe, not you. You've made it less safe. Your police department has said you made it less safe. The workers in the streets say you made it less safe. So I don't know what planet you keep going to at night and coming back to here during the day thinking everything is wonderful. But man, if you guys vote him again in New York, you get what you deserve. We won't back down from protecting New Yorkers from terror. You shouldn't back down from protecting New Yorkers from terror, ever. And the way you don't back down, and the way you make sure that you have resources to protect New Yorkers, is you don't protect illegals. You protect American citizens first. That's how you make sure that you take care of the people who voted you in. Otherwise, you're nothing more than a slug. Okay. The Attorney General, on the other hand, argued that sanctuary cities make America more dangerous. He's right. Countless Americans would be alive today if the policies of sanctuary cities ended. He is so right and so true. And he has over 200 cases to prove it. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to the Real Side. Wrap it up at the other side of the break. Go get some coffee. Come on back. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie Hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
I'm Joe Matthews, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you do have to be involved. You can't just kind of listen and kind of tune in and kind of think that you got it covered, because you won't. You know, I mean, really, you've got to tune in, you've got to get involved in the conversation, think it through, talk to yourself in a car, whatever it takes, but make sure you are engaged. All right, crazy stories for the last segment here. And I love some of these stories because, I mean, like, you read these, you look at them, and you go, come on, that can't be true. And then you find out not only is it true, but it's... But even the people around these people are going, what? Huh? So the first Wactoid story, wait a minute, is that right? Yeah, okay, that's it. God, I thought it was in my mind there for a second. Female officers in the U.S. Armed Forces, they have a different thought on this whole gender integration thing. And it's really funny because could you imagine... Can you imagine, under President Obama, any one of these services, service people, people in positions of authority saying anything? I can't. I don't think they would. So female officers in the U.S. Armed Forces believe that gender integration is all about one thing and only one thing. Right? The writer says, in the Armed Forces of the United States, who knew that gender integration was just a social agenda? Well, turns out that is no mystery to junior female officers. Among many others, not surprisingly, they don't support this social experimentation. They joined the Army to be in the Army and not to be part of a social test. The defense advisor, now see, we have these yo-hos, or had these yo-hos, excuse me, sitting in D.C. and other places, you know, on their little cushy butts, surrounded by Secret Service and people taking care of them, and they're sitting there thinking, oh, those military people, we don't have enough women on the front line, so let's do what we can, change the testing, do what we need to do to get them out there and together and integrated together, and you know, we got to do all of that. That's right, because that's the right thing. Put that the politically correct thing to do. As I don't remember who said it, I think it was Huckabee. The military has one goal: to break, kill, and destroy. That's really what they do. I mean, they protect. I get that, but he's right. I mean, when it gets down to it, it's you get in there and you rip it up. So the Defense Advisory Committee on Women in Services, a body advocating for women's interest in the military, released a report Friday showing that female junior officers in a focus group unanimously, not a couple, they didn't have to be coerced, unanimously believe that gender integration is all about forwarding an agenda. This is an acronym for the group, but it's Dakowitz, elected to discuss 14 relevant topics in 2016. One of those topics included the tremendous policy decision to integrate women into combat roles. Now, it conducted these focus groups to learn more about what the female officers actually think about the matter. Because, you know, you say you're trying to help them out, but did anybody ask them what they wanted? I always get a kick out of that. We're going to help these groups out. We're going to talk to certain people. We're going to do certain things. But we never ask them what they want. You know, they found in one focus group, all 12 junior female officers believe that gender integration is about forwarding a social agenda as opposed to promoting combat readiness. Combat readiness is a belief held by many opponents of the policy move, such as Elaine Donnelly, president of the Center for Military Readiness. Donnelly believes that the moves to open all combat roles to women should be rolled back like yesterday. These are people in it. These are people dealing with it. These are people talking to each other, and they want it rolled back. This finally presents a challenge to the mission of combat negative perceptions of women on the battlefield by using strategic communication to counter potential and known bias. What's the bias? If they don't want to be there, why should they? These women did not view gender integration as a requirement to ensure the broadest possible talent. Finding presents a challenge to Dakowitz, the mission of combating negative perceptions. Now, Dakowitz suggested the DOD switch away from the term gender integration to a more neutral language like talent leverage. Now, let's keep just switching the words. It might mean the same thing, but let's just keep switching the words. You know, George Carlin does a whole thing around shell-shocked and PTSD. And I agree with him. Right? I'm not trying to make the vets feel bad. But when you say my uncle is shell-shocked, who doesn't know what that means? You could almost use context clues to figure out what it means, right? But when you say somebody has PTSD, you back away because you don't know if it's contagious. I'm just saying. Former Secretary of Defense Ash Carter opened all combat roles to women in December 2015, leading to an explosion, and I do mean an explosion, of heated disagreement and emotion in Congress, the public sphere, and in the armed forces. So you know, this conversation that went around, how people really felt about it. Nobody listened to it. Nobody cared. I mean, was there great moral outcry when the women weren't automatically integrated on the front lines? I don't think there was. I didn't read anything about it. The greatest opposition to this move came the Marine Corps, which has not been lost on Dekowitz. The report recommended that Secretary of Defense James Mattis, who himself was opposed in the past to women serving in combat, mandate that the Marine Corps provide detailed information on its progress towards integration. I wouldn't push it at all. I'd let the services decide for themselves. They're in it. They're there. They're fighting it. They should know. Now, finally, Dekowitz wants Mattis to require strategic wording and images he used across the Pentagon to positively shape perceptions regarding the ability of service women to perform the highest. Nobody says they can't, but they have to do it. They have to perform. They can't. You know what? I know somebody's going to write me nasties, but I don't really care at this point. There was even talk about lowering the standards because the women couldn't keep up. You know, for some of you who so much agree or believe in this notion of equality between the genders to the point where you want to make it neutral, you are wrong. You are scientifically wrong, you are medically wrong, and you're mentally wrong, okay? There are differences between the two. Both have their weaknesses. Both have their strengths. Nobody said they weren't equal, but they're not totally equal. Look at the bodies. Look at what they can do. Look at the way they process stuff. I mean, you get on guys like me for not adhering to science. I would say that's BS. You don't adhere to science. Science says there is a difference. Just because you perceive yourself as a woman trapped in a man's body and you want to be a weightlifter and you're wiping the field with it. How fair is that? Because no matter what you feel like, no matter what you want to transition your body to, you still have the same body strength as a male. Your DNA, your muscle structure, your bone structure, everything is still that of a male. Now, you could change your parts and pieces, but your muscle structure and your bone structure is still that of a male. How is that fair? Now, maybe these groups or maybe these sports should make a trans... What do they call it? A transgender class. How's that? Right? You have welter weight, you have featherweight, you have this weight, that weight, and then you could have the transgender class. Because it's not fair. It is just not fair. And you're seeing it happen, and now they're complaining about it. And what you do, you get an award for complaining about it because you're making a transgender feel bad. Now, it's not fair. It's not right, and it's not fair. And you can try to browbeat, bully somebody like me. Good luck. And then last but not least, real quick, we did this story a few weeks ago. We did that diversity. There was one of the schools. There was a sign up that said, and they didn't know who put it up. Notice all white Americans, it's your civic duty to report any and all illegal aliens. They are criminals. America is a white nation. They put it up. And guess where they found out who put it up? It wasn't some white supremacist group. No, it was the diversity council at the college. Isn't that great? They admitted that they were responsible for the offensive flyer. It was part of a series of events they're calling Not Joking, or what they like to refer to as invisible theater. So they can do it to spark conversation. We do it, we're racists. Told you, double standard. Joe Bazine, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me today. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Send them over. I'll make them crazy. That's a promise. Have a great day. God bless.